Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
It's Joe Benigno and Evan Roberts on The Fan.
Joe and Evan. Evan and Joe. On WFAN Sports Radio. If you want to be in the New York, no. Gotta go to Joe and Joe and Evan on the fan.
10:04 on the fan, and a very good Wednesday morning to you, the midday show. Joe Benigno, Evan Roberts, 877-337-6666 is the phone number, live and in living color from the Mike Francesa studios, high above Hudson Street on the 10th floor in Lower Manhattan. Dolph Kramer, Ernie Acosta on the other side of the glass. Bro, interesting baseball night. Great night for the Yankees, who survived Verlander. It was like the old days. Survived Verlander's 8 tremendous innings and beat the bullpen. We've seen that before in Yankee heydays. But I guess the biggest story there, the injury to Montgomery and the outstanding work by the bullpen, especially by German, who pitches four scoreless innings.
Doesn't that have to at least give you a positive for the Yankees if this Montgomery thing is more serious? Montgomery, after the game, sounds confident everything's going to be okay.
Right.
I was curious because he said that he sort of felt it the last couple of days.
Right.
And then he pitches a very easy first inning. He threw how many pitches? 7 or 8 pitches. But his velocity was down. It didn't feel very comfortable. And the Yankees kind of recognized it because they recognized his velocity was down. And then all of a sudden, you look as you're watching the broadcast, you see German warming up. And, you know, uh-oh, something's wrong. What is it? And German did a great job, but you're always concerned when you have to fly back to New York and get examined by Dr. Ahmad. That's always concerning. So I know in the back of a lot of Yankee fans' minds, you're thinking the worst. You're fearing the worst.
Right.
The fact that Jordan Montgomery isn't overly concerned probably doesn't even matter because, you know, what does he know? I mean, he knows it's uncomfortable. But sometimes when it leads to something really, really bad, it's not this striking pain. So I think the next 12 hours are going to be very nerve-wracking for the New York Yankees and for Jordan Montgomery, because when you hear about that specific body part and that specific kind of pain, you fear the worst.
Maybe this makes the Yankees make a move for a starting pitcher if there is if it is the worst for Montgomery.
Well,
you wonder.
I think it does a couple of, because it's still May, it does a couple of things. Number one, Domingo German deserves this opportunity, and he's going to get it at the least, even if it's not a serious injury.
Right.
German's going to start over the weekend. He was outstanding yesterday, and he really was. He's put in a tough spot. He has to come into the second inning against the defending champions, against that kind of lineup. He was electric. And he's going to get a crack at it over the weekend. So, well, let's see what he has. He'll get opportunity number one. Opportunity number two may come to Justice Sheffield, because I haven't heard this from Byron Cashman, but my eyes tell me one thing. Chance Adams is struggling in AAA. Justice Sheffield is pitching really well at AA. So those facts lead you to think that maybe Justice Sheffield has actually leapfrogged Chance Adams as far as the young Yankee arm that gets an opportunity. I think eventually you're right, Joe. Eventually the Yankees will look to add an arm, and they probably were going to look to add an arm anyway because you have the uncertainty about Sonny Gray, and who knows if everybody else can stay healthy. So I always thought, and you always thought obviously as well, that they'll go out and look for an arm.
Yep.
But I think for now it's about internal. For now it's about giving opportunities to guys on this roster, and it's going to start with Domingo German, and he deserves it.
Yeah, he does. But it was a terrific win for the Yankees. Sanchez obviously hitting the big 3-run home run off Giles to win it, as it turns out, in the 9th inning. And, you know, it reminded me of the old Yankees, the 90s Yankees into 2000, you know, the one that won, you know, 3 straight championships in 4 and 5 years, how they would outlast. They, you know, you go up against a great pitcher, and they'd outlast that great pitcher and eventually get to the bullpen. Now, in this case, it wasn't 6 innings, it was 8 innings, but that's exactly what they did. And the bullpen matched Verlander what he did, and eventually the Yankees get it done.
You know what's funny? The only thing I disagree about is they didn't really outlast Justin Verlander. They outlasted A.J. Hinch because Justin Verlander should have stayed in this game. Let me rephrase that. If this was October, he's staying
in
the game.
He probably would.
His pitch count wasn't even that high.
Right.
So it's not like the Yankees were working him tooth and nail and got his pitch count high and they outlasted him. It was, you know what they did? They played modern baseball. It got to 104. Uh-oh, got to take him out of the game.
Right,
here comes Ken Giles, who stinks. I know he's off to a good start, but remember him in October last year?
Yeah.
He stunk. He lost his job last year.
Yep.
And the Yankees were ready to go. And Ken Giles ends up beating himself up after the game. I mean, that was, I got to tell you, the highlight of the game was Ken Giles punching himself. What the heck was that? I've never seen that before.
Yeah.
You know, usually
I punched myself a few times.
Have you, though?
Yeah.
Really?
I mean, I'm not hard, but I mean, you know, not that I could punch anything hard.
You make a fist and go boom right into your face.
Well, not into my face.
That's what he did.
Yeah, I know. I wouldn't do that, no. Maybe other body parts.
We've all seen, you know, Kevin Brown, you name the guy, beat up the water cooler.
Pat Zachary broke his hand. We got traded for Steve. Broke his hand in a dugout, smacking it against the dugout wall.
Amari Stoudemire,
right? How about who was the quarterback for the Redskins that hit his head? It was that tie game it was a night game against the Giants. I think they tied 7-7, and he hit his head. Gus Frerotte. Remember,
legendary.
He hit his head against the wall. I think he got a concussion from it.
And here's Ken Giles coming off the mound, and he's punching himself in the face. It was bizarre. The only thing more bizarre than Ken Giles punching him in his face is A.J. Hinch had a rough night. I'm sorry. How do you face Gary Sanchez? You have a base open.
Yeah, I know. It's second and third. You gotta walk him. I agree with you.
You know what it is?
100%.
There are guys in this town on the Mets and the Yankees who are just disrespected. They're very good, and I think a lot of people know they're very good, but I don't know if the fans appreciate them enough. I got to tell you, Gary Sanchez is totally that with the Yankees.
Boy, I tell you, I don't look at him that way. I look at him as good a hitter as there is on the team,
really?
To be very honest.
What are the most calls we've ever taken about Gary Sanchez?
Yeah.
Ripping his defense.
It's about his defense, not about how he hits.
No, I understand that, but do we ever take calls about how great Gary Sanchez is?
He's a tremendous hitter.
No, I know he is.
He's as good as anybody on the team.
You're not arguing with me. I'm telling you, he gets disrespected.
He does. But
that's all I'm saying.
I think it's because of the defense. Nobody ever talks about offensively because he's a terrific offensive player.
Isn't he forgotten about when you think about Judge and Stanton?
Yeah.
That's all I mean.
Yeah.
I have great respect for Gary
Sanchez.
He's
behind Judge and Stanton, and right now he's probably behind Gregorius, too, with the kind of year Gregorius has had at this point.
He's just a forgotten guy, and he was the first guy. Remember, he's the one who came up a couple years ago and lit the world on fire. I get the impression he's just forgotten about it.
I understand
bit.
What you mean.
And maybe it is the defense. People look
maybe,
at
I understand what you mean.
All you have to know is that, what was it, 3 days ago?
Oh, he's a tremendous hitter.
We took calls from Yankee fans saying they should trade for JT Realmuto. Remember that?
Yeah. Well, but not
is
because
he not disrespected?
Yeah, but not because they wanted Sanchez off the team. They want to move him to first base. Well,
but
is
that's
what they want to do.
But that's a part of the disrespect.
Yeah, I guess.
Because he's not that bad defensively.
No.
Even Sonny Gray's out there disrespecting
him. But he's
him.
A tremendous hitter.
Of course,
there's no disputing.
Well, I think A.J. Hinch forgot. Because if you have a base open and Gary Sanchez is at the plate and the on-deck hitter is Aaron Hicks, and Aaron Hicks is fine, okay? Aaron Hicks is a fine baseball player, but he's not Gary Sanchez. How the heck do you face Gary Sanchez? How do you let that happen? That was a horrible, horrible move. Makes me think of the Yankee fans going nuts, and we did too, about Boone's decision with the Blue Jays.
Oh, with Smoke, you mean?
Yeah.
Smoke and Donaldson?
Except it's the opposite in a way. It's the opposite of the decision. Mm. But in this case, would anybody have batted an eye if A.J. Hinch said, oh, no, there's a base open. You can't face Gary Sanchez.
He should have walked him.
Of course he should have. It was horrible. Taking Verlander out, I understand, because it is May. That one, you know, you get it. But if that's October, Justin Verlander should be in there for 11 innings the way he's throwing. But I didn't understand how A.J. lets Gary beat him, but then give Gary credit. He is so locked in
right now.
He got off to a really tough start offensively, and over the last week or two, he has just been hitting the daylights
out of
the baseball.
Imagine what this team's going to be if Stanton never starts hitting. I mean, because he really hasn't yet. I mean, everybody else has, to some degree. He really hasn't hit at all.
No,
imagine what they're going to be when he starts hitting.
Well, they have, and I don't know if we include Didi in this, maybe we should, but they have three guys who we know are good enough to carry an offense.
Yeah.
Three guys.
Didi's carried it at times this year so far.
You're right, so we should probably include him.
I think you got to.
So then we'll say four. There are four guys on this team who are good enough offensively to carry a team. We've seen it happen. Not Giancarlo with the Yankees, but certainly Giancarlo with Miami. We've seen Aaron Judge do it. We've seen Gary Sanchez do it. We're seeing it now with Gary Sanchez, and we saw that, you know, 2 years ago when he first got called up. And like you mentioned, we saw it Didi for the month of April. They have four guys who are not just good offensively, but four guys who are good enough to carry an offense. How many teams have one guy who can do that, let alone four?
No question. No doubt.
It's incredible. Yeah. And as far as
they're loaded, I keep saying this, the Yankees are a loaded team. And what are they now, 19-10 now? So much for the pedestrian start. What is it, 10 out of 11 now they've won?
10 out of 11.
And they finally win a game in Houston where they hadn't won. We know what happened last year in the playoffs and the first game of the series. So that's a real good win for them.
And the first eight innings of the game.
Right.
I mean, the first eight innings of the game felt like a continuation of the night before and felt like a continuation of the American League Championship Series. And that's mainly because Justin Verlander is awesome.
He is awesome.
And, you know, why? I've been asking this question. I asked it about Gerrit Cole and even Verlander. This parallel of two guys that, you know, Verlander is obviously a borderline Hall of Famer, but he looked closer to done with the Detroit Tigers than he did like this. He gets traded to the Astros, and he's amazing. And you've brought it up. Maybe it's being rejuvenated going to Houston.
I think that's part of it. When you're on a good team with a chance to win, it changes your mindset.
Right.
You know?
And what about Gerrit Cole? Gerrit Cole has a 4.5 ERA in the National League Central. Why is all of a sudden he amazing?
I don't know. I mean, it just could be catching lightning in a bottle.
Or maybe there's something else.
What they're talking about, doctoring the balls? Because I saw
Trevor Bauer. Trevor Bauer said it.
From Cleveland. He did say that.
Trevor Bauer is insinuating that something is happening with the Astro pitchers and believes they are using foreign substances to increase their spin rate. Now, I don't know if that's true. And I think if you're going to make accusations, you should have some shred of evidence. I don't think effectiveness is evidence. I'm only bringing it up because as a baseball fan, when the Yankees were interested in Gerrit Cole, I didn't hear very many Yankee fans calling up saying the Yankees have to get Gerrit Cole.
You know how that works, though. Sometimes these guys find it. I mean, we've seen this a million times. Guys who, you know, especially pitchers, they're not good.
How many guys have the Astros had find it?
Yeah.
How many?
A lot of guys, it seems.
Is it the whole rotation?
Yeah, pretty much.
Okay.
So.
Not saying that's evidence.
Who's their pitching coach? Maybe a reincarnation of Dave Duncan.
Maybe that's what
when he was in St. Louis. Because how many times everybody would go there, and all of a sudden they were mediocre. They go there, and they're great.
Yeah.
So we saw that with a lot of guys in St. Louis.
I don't know. It's Brent Strome. Is the pitching coach of the Houston.
Yeah, who knows?
I don't know. It's peculiar when you see, you know, Justin Verlander is a great pitcher.
Yeah,
so maybe
your
point of, hey, rejuvenated. Right. That makes a lot of sense. And maybe that is the case. Gerrit Cole was always a big-time prospect who throws 98, who had a very good year a few years ago. So maybe it is finding it. I think the one that jumps out at you is Charlie Morton, because Charlie Morton was a mediocre pitcher.
Yeah. Yeah, well.
But if you're Trevor Bauer, you got to be careful. I mean, what is it? I get it. Look, we're talking about it as baseball fans that the Astros have had basically their entire rotation. All of a sudden, guys have become awesome. Had that happen. So we wonder aloud, not that they're cheating, but how amazing it's been that Gerrit Cole, who a lot of Yankee fans, and I don't blame you, didn't want to trade Clint Frazier for, all of a sudden now looks like he's a legitimate Cy Young contender. How the hell did that happen?
Yeah, well,
all
so
these
does,
guys go to Houston and find themselves.
So does Charlie Morton. I
don't
know.
So does Charlie Morton. Exactly.
Hey, Roger Craig's not there anymore, you know, to do what he did with Mike Scott when he was sandpapering the ball and you couldn't hit him.
That's right.
30 years ago.
To quote the former governor of the fine state of Minnesota. To quote a former WWE legend, Jesse the Body Ventura, and I think you'd like this quote, Joe, it ain't considered cheating if you don't get caught.
No, I completely agree with it.
So, So to the Houston Astros.
You get away with it, you're not cheating.
You're not cheating because you haven't been caught.
Right.
Yet.
Yeah, well, yet.
Yet.
If there is something to be caught, I don't know. We don't know.
Hey, all I can say is let's admit, Joe, we just went through it. Cole, Verlander, Morton, all on different levels.
Why? Then what explains Keuchel, who was very good and now is not pitching well?
I don't know. Maybe he's not following.
Is he not doctoring the ball?
I don't know, man. I don't know. I just thought it was
pitching
really
tonight, right, Keuchel?
Well, I'll give you this about Dallas Keuchel. Dallas Keuchel came to the major leagues and wasn't very good. All of a sudden, he found himself.
Yeah.
So
yeah,
you
we'll
do
see
have
if
that.
He finds himself. He usually pitches well against the Yankees. We'll see if he does tonight.
Keuchel is becoming an every other year guy. You know, in 2015, he was unbelievable. He stunk in 2016. He was great in 2017.
Now
he's bad in 2018. I don't know if it's true. Trevor Bauer, of all people, Trevor Bauer's found himself. Trevor Bauer would fit right in with the Houston Astros with him. I mean, how about his spin rate? His spin rate looks like it's out of control. spin rate.
Their pitching's pretty good too, Cleveland.
Yeah, but Trevor Bauer's got a career 4.5 ERA. You know what his ERA is this year?
Under 2.
Not quite. It's 2.45.
That's pretty good.
So what happened there? So Trevor Bauer's talking about all of a sudden these guys are finding spin rates. How does he explain himself?
Yeah, well.
I love seeing baseball players.
Maybe he's doctoring the ball too. Yeah, that's why.
You know what they say, Joe? It takes a cheater to know a cheater.
So
maybe that's Trevor's coming from.
Maybe.
But that was a great win for the Yankees. And
maybe just talk to getting some of the Met pitchers.
yeah, we can Matt
Steven
Harvey.
Max, Matt front. Harvey, you know, all of them. Start doctoring. Vargas, let's doctor the ball a
exactly.
little bit.
We're not anti-doctoring.
No, as long as we get away with it.
Exactly. So if you're listening, Sandy Alderson, can you get on this already? Can you figure this out? We'll get to the Mets coming up. They had a frustrating loss last night. Your Yankee calls. We will talk. Get this, to the general manager of the New York Jets.
Sure he knows it's us.
Yeah.
Sure he doesn't think he's going on with Tony Page or something like that.
Well, he's already been on with Tony Page. Oh, he's been on with every show.
Okay, Tony. Jastrzemski's out of on.
That's right. He saved us for last.
There
but you know what?
Very nice of him.
That doesn't bother me at all because I think we may ask different questions. We are Jet fans. Mm-hmm. You've been a Jet fan for 150,000 years.
So ask him if he thinks the coach is any good.
Absolutely.
You think he'll hang up the phone?
No, I think he'll chuckle and answer.
Yeah. And give it that. Well, really won't answer is what he'll do.
Well said. You're right.
Right.
Well, I think he'll go like this. Here, make believe I'm McCagney and ask the question.
So, Mike, you think your head coach is any good?
Well, Joe, we like Todd.
He's 10-23 in his last 33 games. Your thoughts?
I understand, Joe, but Todd is we like him, and he's great. A really good coach. We really like him. We like Todd. We like Todd. And because we like Todd, we're confident that we can get to where we want to go, Joe, with Todd as the head coach. Mm. See, there you go.
Great.
I just answered.
Great.
He likes
I
Todd.
I like it.
Yeah. Not really.
Who knows what he thinks?
What he really thinks?
Yeah, who knows?
We'll try to get to the bottom of it.
Yeah.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.